It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. A bill requiring Illinois to hire a state actuary to report on the pension systems is about to become law. Democratic State Representative Barbara Flynn Curry sponsored the measure, which Governor Pat Quinn is expected to sign today. Curry says it's a second set of eyes to go over figures Illinois' five pension systems provide. The actuary would report to the Auditor General. During their spring session, lawmakers failed to pass a measure to address closing an $83 billion funding gap, but leaders have been trying to compromise. Top Senate leaders and the House Republican leader want to adopt a widely supported proposal and continue negotiations, but Quinn and House Speaker Michael Madigan want a comprehensive plan that includes transferring pension costs to schools. After a decade of steep funding cuts, Illinois probation officers were hoping to turn things around in next year's proposed budget. Instead, they are facing a 13% cut. Probation is used instead of jail or prison time, often for nonviolent drug offenses. John McCabe, a lobbyist for probation officers across Illinois, says monitoring and drug treatment is critical for those low-level offenders.
If you just send them into a corrections department where there's no funding for substance abuse and they're just back out in the street in no time, then they're just going to reoffend.
Probation officers are paid through counties, which then get reimbursed by the state. McCabe says next year's proposed reduction of $7.5 million is essentially a cost shift from the state onto local government. McCabe says Illinois already shed about 600 probation officers through attrition and layoffs over the last 5 years. Illinois taxpayers have spent $65 million on groceries through April of this year. That data comes from the Illinois Comptroller's Office. The Pantograph in Bloomington reports the state has spent the money on everything from frozen fish to vegetables in order to feed prisoners, developmental center residents, and veterans who live in state nursing homes. The Comptroller's Office reports the General Assembly paid $20,000 for coffee supplies like tea, sugar, creamer, artificial sweeteners, and drink-related supplies. That's about $113 in coffee-related spending for each of the 177 members of the House and Senate. Champaign-Urbana's UC2B project is doing more than bringing high-speed web access to underserved areas. With last week's launch of US Ignite, the community will also lure in researchers with the goal of testing and developing 60 next-generation internet applications over 5 years, impacting areas like healthcare, clean energy, public safety, and transportation. The program, involving more than 20 other cities, was launched in Washington, D.C. last week. Urbana Alderman Brandon Bowersox was among those attending the startup. He says it's vital that some of those gaining access to new fiber optic lines find new ways to use them.
The way our students learn, the way our doctors practice medicine, the way we communicate with family members and stay in touch, all of those things are going digital. It is just so critical that our community, Champaign-Urbana, either moves ahead and stays at the lead in the country and the world or fall behind.
Champaign Mayor Don Girard says the launch of U.S. Ignite will also provide opportunities for innovation and job creation. The partners of U.S. Ignite say a number of the applications are under development right now. The nonprofit also includes 15 commercial partners, including those in the telecommunications industry. Warm weather is bringing larger numbers of mosquitoes across Illinois, and they are coming earlier in the season than normal. Michael Siska is with the Northwest Mosquito Abatement District, covering northwest Cook County. He says a certain type of mosquito called the culex, or house mosquito, survived Illinois' mild winter.
We are seeing larger numbers of those, but typically culex mosquitoes will build slowly, and then they peak with the warmer weather, starting usually in about the middle of July.
Culex mosquitoes are known for carrying St. Louis encephalitis and West Nile virus. Siska encourages people to get rid of sitting water and maintain their swimming pools to help keep mosquitoes away. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld an Illinois rape conviction over objections that the defendant didn't have the chance to question the reliability of the DNA evidence that helped convict him. The court's 5-4 ruling today went against a run of high court decisions that bolstered the right of criminal defendants to confront witnesses against them. The case grew out of a DNA expert's testimony that helped convict Sandy Williams. The expert testified during the 2006 trial in Chicago that Williams' DNA matched a sample taken from the rape victim. The expert, however, played no role in the tests that extracted genetic evidence from the victim's sample. The court has previously ruled that defendants have the right to cross-examine the forensic analysts who prepare lab reports, but in this case, the state of Illinois argued the DNA expert who matched the two samples played the critical role, even though she did not actually extract the DNA. The head of Chicago Public Schools says the nation's third largest district has a long way to go, even after the district's projected graduation rate is the highest on record. The graduation rate is projected at more than 60% this year. School CEO Jean-Claude Brizard and other school leaders discussed school initiatives driving the rising graduation rates during a weekend meeting. Parental involvement, longer school days, and a new curriculum were among the initiatives spotlighted. 9 Rockford schools will receive additional resources to help administrators contend with discipline and truancy problems, along with a lack of parental involvement. More than 90% of students at the schools are economically disadvantaged and qualify for free or reduced lunch rates. The district plans to add staff at the schools, including full-time intervention specialists. Indiana officials are allowing races to resume at a central Indiana horse track after finding that complaints about its racing surface were unfounded. The Indiana Horse Racing Commission says races can resume immediately at Indiana Downs near Shelbyville. Races were canceled on Friday and Saturday after a complaint about the track surface came from a group representing horse owners and equestrian workers. The state commission says its review found no one who believed the track was dangerous. Indiana Downs General Manager John Schuster tells the Shelbyville News that he believed the track was safe all along. The track is located next to the Indiana Grand Casino, about 20 miles southeast of Indianapolis. And finally, the Miss Illinois pageant will be in Marion for a second year. The Southern Illinoisan reports today that the Marion Cultural and Civic Center will host the 2012 Miss Illinois pageants on June 27th through June 30th. That includes the Miss Illinois pageant and teen and preteen pageants. Marion Cultural and Civic Center Executive Director Josh Benson says having the pageant in Southern Illinois is a great honor. Marion Chamber of Commerce Executive Director George Trammell says the pageant benefits the region economically. In sports, it'll be a matchup between a first-place team and a basement dweller when the Chicago White Sox play the Chicago Cubs tonight at 7:10 at U.S. Cellular Field. The Sox remain atop the AL Central despite losing 2 of 3 to the Dodgers over the weekend. The Cubs, meanwhile, have struggled to a 22-44 record, which leaves them in last place in the NL Central, 16.5 games out of the top spot. The White Sox plan to send right-hander Zach Stewart to the mound tonight in place of John Danks, who's on the DL with a left shoulder strain. Stewart will be making his first start of the season. The Cubs, meanwhile, plan to go with Matt Garza, who's 2-5 on the year. St. Louis Cardinals have today off to regroup after dropping 2 of 3 to Kansas City over the weekend. There's more news at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.